Hi, listeners. It's Tucker Ligursky. As a researcher on Masters of Scale, I use the innovations of AI on a daily basis. And with an increasingly overcrowded market, it's hard to discern which ones are truly beneficial for my work, not to mention safe. That's where Grammarly comes in. My job requires me to prepare dozens of documents every day. And with Grammarly, I'm able to make my dossiers and research documents clear, more direct, and more concise. In fact, I recently discovered that Grammarly users spend 66% less time editing content, which is a huge advantage since our most precious resource is undoubtedly time. What I love about Grammarly is its commitment to responsible AI. My team works tirelessly to produce top-quality podcasts, and it's vital that we keep our data secure. Grammarly has been around for 14 years and has maintained a business model dedicated to never selling your data, which means you can trust it with your most sensitive information. Join me and over 70,000 teams who trust Grammarly to work faster and hit their goals while keeping their data secure. Visit Grammarly.com to learn more. That's Grammarly.com.
When I travel for work, I often find myself caught in a blur of meetings and hotel rooms, and I miss out on what the city I'm visiting can offer. I'm sure you can relate. That's exactly why I wanted to recommend a new podcast from our team that changes this paradigm. It's called Offsite Adventures. It turns a simple work trip into an unforgettable adventure. In each episode, we reveal hidden gems in the most iconic business travel destinations. Just search for Offsite Adventures in your favorite podcast player. The show is produced by the same team behind Masters of Scale and presented in alliance with Capital One Business.
I'm excited to announce the launch of Season 8 of Masters of Scale. It's coming soon, and it's epic. Keep your eyes out every week for new episodes with iconic scalers. Let's listen. Bob Iger.
There was a sense of urgency. I said to the board, the first thing I have to do is fix Disney Animation. Well, you knew Steve Jobs. If you said to Steve you had a crazy idea, he would have to hear it in a second.
Tyra Banks.
And I told him the idea, and he said, models are vapid and unsympathetic characters, and no one wants to look at that. We made some really crazy-ass mistakes. When I created America's Next Top Model, it was, how many other young models can I give an opportunity to?
Mark Cuban.
When you're broke and you have to come up with something, you've got nothing to lose. I made the executive decision thinking if I go pick up the check, when I come back, all would be good, right? Cash cures all. Fired me. Raising money is not an accomplishment, it's an obligation.
Sir Richard Branson.
Screw it, let's do it. Somebody said to me, look, music is horrendously expensive, and so we started Virgin Records. I ran past a headline of a newspaper which said Branson sells for $1 billion, and I was crying at the time. You can create a company that brings people's dreams to reality. It's likely to be successful. Rocket science is difficult.
And that's just a taste. We also have Adi Tatarko, co-founder and CEO of Houzz, Ethan Brown, founder of Beyond Meat. We have strategy sessions, live episodes, and did I mention Satya Nadella, the iconic CEO of Microsoft? And that's just to name a few. Tune in on February 23rd for episode 1 of season 8 with Sir Richard Branson.